Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 399th word for word show. My website, in case you miss some things here, I'm going to have a lot of notes that you need to write down, and if you miss them, you'll have to listen to the show again. I can't spend a lot of time on that. It's https://www.pastor, pastor-steve.com. If you just Google Pastor Steve, you're going to get a whole page full of stuff. You have to enter that, okay? Otherwise, it's going to take you all over the place. There's a bunch of them out there. So let's get started in chapter 10 here today of the book of Matthew. Verse 1, and you can reference 1 Corinthians 9, verse 14. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14. And 1 Timothy 5, verse 18. That's 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. And having called his 12 taught ones near. That's very specific. His 12 taught ones. He gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every bodily weakness. Does not say gave to everybody that believes on him. It says he gave them these things because their ministry was going to be special. Set apart, the foundation of the world ministry about the Messiah. They were special people. Okay? So all the snake handlers and all those people out there that are doing all this stuff and the TV preachers that are laying hands on and say they're healing people and getting a lot of money for doing it. Well, y'all do what you want, but he gave them and them only this authority. Nobody else. Verse 2. And these are the names of the 12 emissaries. Now, I'm not going to get into a lot of spelling because it'll take up the whole show. Okay? Just listen, read your Bible, whatever version, go by that spelling. It doesn't matter. Okay? That's minor. It's the content of the passage. Verse 2, and these are the names of the 12 emissaries. First, Shimeon. Now that would be Simon, okay, who is called Kepha. That means the rock. And Andrew, his brother. So that they have translated Kepha into Peter, Petros, okay. And Andrew, his brother. There are several men named Yaakov here. Yaakov, the son of Zabdi. That's how you tell them apart, the name of the father, the son of Zabdi. And Yochanan, his brother. Verse 3. Philip and Bartholomew. Tooma and Matityahu, that would be Matthew, the tax collector. Yaakov, the son of Alphi, different Yaakov, and Labai, whose last name was Tadai. Verse 4, Shimeon the Canaanite. He was from the land of Canaan, but he wasn't a Canaanite by bloodline. And Yehuda from Kerioth. That would be Judas Iscariot, okay? But it's Yehuda from Kerioth. That was a town on the border of Edom. He was an Edomite who did also deliver him up. Now, this was necessary to have this devil in there because he wouldn't have accomplished his ministry had he not had a betrayer in the midst. This is all in Yahweh's plan. Okay? He had to have this. You know, it mystifies us. Why would you have a guy that's going to turn you over to the Pharisees? Because he had to be sacrificed for us. That's why he had to have that betrayer in with him. That's Yahweh's plan for our redemption. Without that death, there would be no redemption. Now would there? Verse 5. Yeshua sent these 12 out, having commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the nations. Now that's the non-Israelite nations. Don't go to the non-Israelite nations, and do not enter a city of the Shomeronim. That's Samaria. Now why? Because they were practicing apostasy and they had mixed. That's why. Verse 6 clarifies that. But rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's the dispersed all over the place. And lost sheep also means those that have strayed from the worship of Yahweh and gotten into other doubtful worship patterns, okay? Verse 7. And as you go, proclaim, saying, the rain of the heavens has drawn near. All right. Verses 7 through 15 here. 7 through 15. And this is important. You need to write all these down. Luke Ten, verses 4 through 12. Okay. Luke 10, verses 4 through 12. Okay. Verse 8. Heal the sick. This is something that they could do. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. You have received without paying, give without being paid. They've received all these blessings. People are going to invite them to stay in their homes. They don't need airplanes and yachts and Cadillacs, okay? Send me your money, you're going to prosper, sucker. I'm sorry. It bothers me when people milk it, okay? Verse 9. Do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belts. What'd I just say? You don't milk it. Verse 10. And you can reference 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14. 1 Corinthians 9, 14 for verse 10 here. Or a bag for the journey, that's what to keep your stuff in. Or two undergarments, or sandals, or staffs. For the worker is worthy of his food. They would feed him out there. You didn't take a lot of stuff. You weren't going to get rich doing it. But you would be sustained. Well, Yahweh has blessed me. I preach, and I have what I need. I don't have an automobile. I don't ride around in comfort. But I have what I need. I have food, clothing, place to stay, and computers to preach on. Boom. He gave me all of these things. That's all that's necessary. Verse 11. And into whatever city or village you enter, ask who is worthy in it, and stay there until you leave. Who is a righteous man who wants to hear this gospel? Verse 12. And as you enter into a house, greet it. In other words, Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Verse 13, and if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And you turn around and you leave. If they're living in sin and they're filthy, rotten people, you walk away. verse 14 of chapter 10. And you can reference Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 51. That's Acts 13, verse 51. And whoever does not receive you nor hear your words when you leave that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Leave them in the dust. Okay. Verse 15. Now listen to this. Truly, I say to you, it shall be more bearable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, because they spelled it and pronounced it wrong, Sodom and Gomorrah, in the day of judgment, than for that city. And you can reference part A of that passage, Matthew 11, verse 24, and the second part of the passage, Genesis 19, verses 24 through 28. That's Matthew 11, 24, and Genesis 19, 24 through 28. Verse 16. Now listen to this. This applies to today. See, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Now, wise means cautious, crafty, shrewd. You have to be discerning, okay? Pay attention. And you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 3, for verse 16. Okay, here's verses 17 through 20. Now, here is the references for 17 through 20. That's all of these verses. Mark chapter 13, verses 9 through 11. That's Mark 13, verses 9 through 11. Luke chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. And 21, 12 through 15. That's Luke 12, 11 and 12. And 21 verses 12 through 15. That's 17 through 20. Here's 17. But beware of men, for they shall deliver you up to Sanhedrins, that's the local courts, and flog you in their congregations. They will. They'll do that to you today if you tell the truth. A lot of these churches will run you out. My buddy Leroy's been run out, and Marilyn's been run out. They've been told not to come back because they question, and they raise questions, and it makes them uncomfortable. Verse 18, and you shall be brought before governors and sovereigns for my sake as a witness to them and to those nations, and to the nations, okay? How many of our people have been locked up lately? How many? How many are in prison? Because they teach the gospel. Okay? Verse 19. But when they deliver you up, Do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it shall be given to you in that hour what you shall speak. The Holy Spirit will be with those men. They were special emissaries. They would be told what to say. The Holy Spirit would be with them. They got that gift. Now listen to this. Verse 20. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of your Father, speaking in you. What did I just tell you? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of the Father speaking through them. Don't worry about what you're going to say. It will be given to you what to say. And he will accomplish his will through you, basically, is what he's going to do. Verse 21. Now listen to this. Verse 21. You can reference the book of Mark. Book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 12. That's Mark 13, verse 12. And Luke 21, verse 16. That's Luke 21, verse 16. And brother shall deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children shall rise up against parents and shall put them to death. And that you can reference Micah chapter 7, verse 6 on that. Chapter 7, verse 6 on that last statement. That's on verse 21. Verse 22. And verse 22, part A of this, you can reference Matthew 24, verse 9, Mark 13, 13, and Luke 21, 17. That's Mark 24, 9, or Matthew 24, 9, pardon me. Matthew 24, 9, Mark 13, 13, and Luke 21, 17. Now, part B of this, you can reference Matthew 24, 13, and Mark 13, 13. That's Matthew 24, 13, and Mark 13, 13. For part B of this passage. And you shall be hated by all for my name's sake. Now that's part A. But he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. Occupy until the end. Whatever you're sent here to do, you have to complete it. You can't just quit when it becomes inconvenient. Or I would have stopped long ago. Verse 23. Okay, verse 23. And when they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For truly I say to you, you shall by no means have gone through the cities of Israel before the son of Adam comes. Now, the cities of Israel are all over the world now. Okay, we're in dispersion. Verse 24. A taught one is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. And you can reference Luke chapter 6, verse 40. That's Luke chapter 6, verse 40. And John chapter 13, verse 16. And chapter 15, verse 20. That's John 13, 16, and 15, 20. For verse 24 here. Verse 24. 5 of chapter 10. It is enough for the taught one to become like his teacher, and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? And verse 25, you can reference Matthew chapter 9, verse 34, and Matthew 12, verse 24. That's Matthew 9:34 and 12:24. The book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 22. Chapter 3, 22. The book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 15. That's Luke 11, 15. And that's for verse 25. Verse 26 of chapter 10 of Matthew. Therefore, do not fear them, for whatever is covered shall be revealed, and whatever is hidden shall be made known. And on verse 26, you can reference the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 22. That's Mark 4:22, and the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 17. That's Luke 8:17. That is for verse 26. Verse 27. What I say to you in the dark, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, proclaim on the housetops. Verse 28. This is important. Listen to this, you warriors of Yahweh. Verse 28. And do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the being or soul, okay? The inner being. That's what that word means. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both being and body in Gehinnom. Now that is Gehinnom, the valley of the son of Hinnom. And that was the garbage pit where they burned all the garbage. And they have Gehenna. Well, no, it's Gehinnom, son of Hinnom. G-E-Y, Geh, that's valley. And Hinnom, okay, that's the son of Hinnom. That's where they burned all the garbage for the area. And it was unclean. And you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 13, verse 14, for part A of that. Do not fear those who kill the body. Okay. And part B, the second half of it, you can reference 4th Maccabees chapter 10, verse 4. Chapter 10, verse 4, for the second half of that. Verse 29. He's comparing them with sparrows. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground without your Father. In other words, Yahweh knows even the life of a sparrow. Verse 30. And even the hairs of your head are all numbered. He knows even how many hairs you have on your head. Verse 31. So do not fear. You are worth more than many sparrows. Here's verse 32, and this is very important. Everyone, therefore, who shall confess me before men, I shall also confess before my Father who is in the heavens. In other words, if you witness for him, he's going to proclaim that you're one of his when you stand before the Father for judgment. Everybody's going to get judged, the good and the evil, okay? But he's going to say, this is one of mine. Verse 33. But whoever shall deny me before men, him I shall also deny before my Father who is in the heavens. And you can reference 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. 2 Timothy 2:12. So when they ask you, do you believe in Christ? And you say, well, yeah. You're going to be wishy-washy and deny him? All right. Verse 34. Listen to this. Verse 34, and you can reference Matthew 19, verse 29, and Luke, chapter 14, verse 26. Okay, Luke 14:26. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I'll let that sink in. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Now, verse 35 and 36, you can reference Micah chapter 7, verse 6. That's Micah 7, verse 6, verse 35. For I have come to bring division. A man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. In other words, you will have disputations in your own family. If they want to live in the world and you want to live according to Yahweh's law, you're going to have problems with your own family. Listen to this, verse 36, and a man's enemies are those of his own household. Micah chapter 7, verse 6, remember? Here you go. Verse 37. And you can reference 4 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. That's Maccabees 2, 11 and 12 on verse 37. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You can reference 4 Maccabees 2, 11 and 12, and Luke 14, 26. Okay, Luke 14, 26, and 4 Maccabees 2, 11 and 12. Verse 38. Verse 38, and he who does not take up his stake, not cross, stake, staru, stake, because he was not crucified on a cross, he was impaled on a stake. That's more claptrap by the Judeo-Christian churches. Verse 38, and you can reference Matthew 16:24, that's Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Mark chapter 8, verse 34, that's Mark 8, 34. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. That's for verse 38. Matthew 16, 24, Mark 8, 34, and Luke 9, 23. He who does not take up his stake and follow after me is not worthy of me. You got to do what he did. You have to emulate him. This is way before he was going to be crucified or impaled. I keep saying that I was raised that way too, okay? It's hard to break that pattern. Verse 39, a whole bunch of references here. Write these down. Verse 39, Matthew 16, verse 25. That's Matthew 16, verse 25. Mark chapter 8, verse 35. That's Mark 8, 35. Luke chapter 9 verse 24, that's 9:24, and chapter 17 verse 33, that's 17:33, and the book of John chapter 12 verse 25, that's 12:25 in the book of John verse 39. He who has found his life shall lose it. That's the life in this world. The world of stuff. Moving on. And he that has lost his life for my sake shall find it. That's the eternal life that you will get if you're a witness and you are killed by these evil people. You have to occupy even until death. But they don't teach that in these churches. They don't teach it because it will run people off. That there's going to be consequences, sometimes violent consequences to you for teaching the gospel of Yeshua Messiah. Verse 40, and you can reference Luke in the first part, Luke 10, verse 16. This is for part A, Luke chapter 10, verse 16, and John chapter 13, verse 20. That's John 13, 20 for the first part of this verse. The second part of this verse, you can reference Mark chapter 9, verse 37. That's Mark 9:37, and Luke chapter 9, verse 48. That's Luke 9, verse 48. And those are for the second part of this statement. He who receives you receives me. Okay, somebody wants to receive you, welcome you into his home. You're an emissary if you're witnessing. If they give you a good reception, they have just received Christ because you are his representative. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives the Christ receives the Father. Okay? Verse 41, verse 41, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he receives a righteous one in the name of a righteous one shall receive a righteous one's reward. Verse 42, and whoever gives one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a taught one, truly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Just being kind to somebody that's witnessing. Okay? Now, that ends chapter 10 of the book of Matthew. Let's go into chapter 11. And it came to be when Yeshua ended instructing his 12 taught ones that he set out from there to teach and to proclaim in their cities. And when Yohanan, that's John the Baptist, had heard in the prison of the works of Messiah, he sent two of his taught ones. That was before he was beheaded, okay? And said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Verse 4, and Yeshua answering said to them, go, report to Yohanan what you hear and see. Verse 5, reference Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5 and 6. That's Isaiah 35, 5 and 6. And Isaiah 61, verse 1. Isaiah 61, verse 1. Verse 5 here. Blind receive sight and lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and deaf hear. Dead are raised up and poor are brought the good news. Now that is gospel. 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 Okay? Brought the gospel. The good news. Verse 6. And blessed is he who does not stumble in me. In other words, if you listen and you are aware of what he is saying and you are not willingly blind and deaf. Deaf hear? Well, that means you were deaf before, but now you hear? That's a dual meaning there. And if you don't have trouble and you don't stumble in Christ and you try to live his way, you're going to be blessed. Verse 7. And as these were going, that's the messengers, going back to Yohanan, Yeshua began to say to the crowds concerning Yohanan, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind?" Verse 8, "But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft garments? Look, those wearing soft garments are in the houses of sovereigns." Verse 9, "But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet." All right, verse 10. "For this is he of whom it was written, 'See, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way before you.'" And you can reference the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 1. That's Malachi 3, verse 1 on verse 10 of chapter 11. 11. "Truly I say to you, among those born of woman there has not risen one greater than Yohanan the Immerser. Yet the least one in the reins of the heavens is greater than he." Verse 12 and 13, you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 16. That's Luke 16, 16. Verse 12. "And from the days of Yohanan the Immerser till now, the reign of the heavens is violated, and the violent seize it." Verse 13, "For all the prophets and the Torah prophesied till Yohanan." Verse 14, you can reference Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5. That's Malachi 4, 5. Matthew chapter 17, verses 10 through 13. That's Matthew 17, 10 through 13. And Mark chapter 9, verses 11 through 13. That's Mark 9, 11 through 13. "And if you wish to accept it, he is Eliyahu, who was about to come." He is Eliyahu, okay? Verse 15. "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Verse 16. "And to what shall I compare this generation?" Now that's like race. It can mean race as well. Think on that. "It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling for their companions." Verse 17. "And saying, 'We have played the flute for you, and did you not dance? We lamented to you, and you did not beat the brass,' and you did not dance." Okay, I read that wrong. I don't have my reading glasses on. "We have played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We lamented to you, and you did not beat the brass." Verse 18. "For Yohanan came, neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.'" He has a demon. Okay, he lived a rough life, dressed in sackcloth. verse 19. Now he's speaking of himself. The son of Adam came eating and drinking, and they say, see, a man, a glutton, and a wine drinker. In other words, he would sit down to eat and have a glass of wine with his companions. A friend of tax collectors and sinners, of course. That's who he came to save. And wisdom was declared right by her works. Verse 20. Then he began to reproach the cities in which most of his miracles had been done because they did not repent. He showed them signs and they still didn't repent. Verse 21, you can reference Isaiah chapter 23, verses 1 through 18. That's Isaiah 23, 1 through 18. Ezekiel chapter 26 through chapter 28, verse 26. That's 26, 1 through 28, 26. The book of Joel. Chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. That's Joel 3, 4 through 8. The book of Amos. Chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. That's Amos 1, 9 and 10. And the book of Zechariah. Chapter 9, verses 2 through 4. 9, 2 through 4. Verse 21 of chapter 10. Yeshua speaking again. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida, because if the miracles which were done in you had been done in Zor and Zidon, those were pagan nations, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Verse 22, but I say to you, it shall be more bearable for Zor and Zidon in the days of judgment than for you. Verse 23, and you can reference Isaiah chapter 14, verses 13 through 15. That's Isaiah 14, verses 13 through 15. And Genesis 19, that's Genesis 19, verses 24 through 28. 19, 24 through 28. That's for verse 23 here. Verse 23. And you, Kephar Nachum, who were exalted to the heaven, shall be brought down to Sheol. That's the land of the dead, okay? Because if the miracles which were done in you had been done in Sodom, that's Sodom, it would have remained until this day. That's where Genesis comes in, okay? Verse 24, and you can reference Matthew chapter 10, verse 15. Matthew 10, 15. And Luke chapter 10, verse 12. That's Luke 10, 12 for verse 24. But I say to you that it shall be more bearable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Verse 25. At that time, Yeshua responding said, I thank you, Father, Master of the heavens and earth, because you have hidden these matters from clever and learned ones and have revealed them to babes. And you can reference Luke chapter 10, verse 21, on that. That's verse 25, Luke 10, 21. Verse 26. Yes, Father, because so it was well pleasing in your sight. Verse 27. And you can reference John chapter 3, verse 35. Okay. And John 1, verse 18, and John chapter 10, verse 15. That's 3:35, 1:18, and 10:15 in that order because of the way this sentence is structured. They apply to different parts. All have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, because he was with him. And he to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Okay. Verse 28 through 30, you can reference Sirach in the Apocrypha, chapter 6, verses 24 through 30. That's Sirach 6, 24 through 30, chapter 24, verse 19. Chapter 24, verse 19, and chapter 51, verses 23 through 26. 51, 23 through 26, for verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I shall give you rest. Verse 29, and you can reference Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Jeremiah 6, 16, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your beings, that's your inner beings or your soul. Okay. Verse 30. For my yoke is gentle and my burden is light. And that ends chapter 11 of the book of Matthew. Now we will be going into chapter 12 on the next show. I hope you got all the notes. If not, you can download it off my website. And it's always a pleasure to read from these verses. It's always good. I enjoy it very, very much. And I hope that you are getting something out of it. And I hope you are enjoying it as well. Praise Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.